Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, The Power of Abiding in Christ and His Word. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. John chapter 15, verse 7 reads, If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. I have just read the New English Translation. After Elijah believed in the Lord Jesus and submitted himself to discipleship, he was excited to learn the truth in John 15, verse 7. He was thrilled because he believed that since he was now abiding in the Lord, there was nothing he asked for that God wouldn't give him. So, he went ahead and asked the Lord for the dream car he had always fantasized about. But after waiting for months, it became evident that the Lord wasn't going to grant that particular request at that time. Confused, he decided to ask his pastor why God didn't grant his request, even though he was abiding in Christ. His pastor asked him a simple question. I know you're now abiding in the Lord, and it is evident because you have repented and are now abiding in his church, which is his body. But is his word truly abiding in you? Elijah realized that even though he could claim to be abiding in Christ, the word of Christ was not yet richly dwelling in him. He couldn't yet lay claim to the promise of John 15, verse 7. Determined to change this, he decided to study the word, listen to sermons, read books, and apply all diligence to fill his heart with the word of Christ. See Colossians 3, 16. As he immersed himself in the Word, he noticed that his desires started changing. He realized that buying a Lamborghini was no longer a priority. Instead, he began to desire the things that God desires. He noticed that because his desires now aligned with the Lord's, it became easier for his prayers to be answered, as they now reflected God's will. God does not usually answer prayers that are outside his will. See 1 John 5:14. The surest way to have prayers answered is to ensure that your requests align with God's will. The Word of God is His tool for sanctifying us and transforming us into His nature, so that His will naturally becomes our will. Any believer who doesn't prioritize building their life according to God's Word will find that many of their prayers remain unanswered, and they will be unfruitful. Go into today remembering that allowing the Word of Christ to dwell in you richly is the only way to prosper in His kingdom. It is not an option for the believer. It is the only way to grow. Lord, from this day, help me give more priority to Your Word so that I may become more like You. Deliver me from all the distractions that seek my affection. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Colossians chapters 3 to 4. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Colossians chapters 3 to 4.
Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free. But Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Those who do wrong will be repaid for their wrongdoings, and there is no favoritism. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances, and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the work you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you.
The end of the book of Colossians.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.